Joined by Coach Travis Mullenix here of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. It is an odd day for me. It's a Friday, and I'm getting all these pregame things ready, Coach. And he just called me here at the end of getting the big pregame show in tonight. And there's not a Trenton Bulldog Princeton Tiger game tonight. And we knew 2020 would be odd, but this is a very odd feeling Friday.
It is. You know, there's kind of look forward to that matchup. Has been building a little bit, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, the team had to go on a 2-week quarantine, but it is what it is, and you know, we look forward to getting them back in a couple weeks.
Well, and unfortunately, and I think this is the thing that just you gotta tell people, it's not about the virus as much as about the spread of the virus, and that's what they're trying to stop, is the spread.
Sure, you know, and we're doing everything we can here at the school. It's just, you know, one of those things that Mitch has allowed us to go ahead and try to do the sports, and you know, we're taking all the precautions we can, and you know, it's just going to be really tough to stop the spread of it. You know, we can do what we can in school, but after the kids are, you know, we release them at 3:07, and then during the course our sports programs are in close contact with each other. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's probably going to happen, but we just cross our fingers and hope it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And I said this on Dog Bites last night, and I don't want to have anything turn into political discourse. I know everything is in the country, but we know that cases in the county are surging. So just, do everything you can. You know what you need to do to try to keep everything from spreading. So we'll just leave it at that. So we need to talk some golf here with Coach Mullenix. It was not a very pleasant day to golf, Coach, but I didn't get a chance to talk with either of your golfers last night out at Hy-Vee, but they probably would not react well to me saying, you know what, you both golf pretty well in cold and drizzly conditions. We might have to order that for the rest of the season. But they did well in less than ideal conditions.
They definitely did. We had a good day over there. It was not great golf weather, but of course everybody's playing in the same weather. And but I was really proud with the way they handled it. They haven't really had to play in too much weather, you know, similar to that in the last couple of years since they've been on the team, and so I was really proud how they went out there and played.
It's one thing if it's October the 5th and it's been that way for a week and a half and your body kind of gets used to it. It's a whole other thing when it's cold and drizzly and it's windy, and it was about 75 and sunny the day before, so that's a shock to the system going down there.
Yeah, and you know, they learn a lot from it too, because until you actually play in it, you're not really sure what to wear, you know, how you're going to be able to swing in a rain jacket or a sweatshirt or, you know, pants or whatever. And, you know, so it was a learning experience with them. And they took it right in stride. And, you know, their attitudes were great. They didn't want to quit or weren't really grouchy about being out there in the elements. And so, you know, like I said, they played well in it, and I was really proud of them.
I say, yeah, as a coach, you probably didn't realize you were going to get into fashion choices, but you find a sweater and you find something that has a little bit of stretch to it.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You want to, you know, and Josie ran into that with her. She had a sweatshirt on, and, of course, at the beginning of the round, it was misting, it was windy, it was cold, and she ended up taking that thing off because she just couldn't, you know, she didn't feel comfortable swinging in it. And that's one of those things that you learn. You know, in certain situations and conditions, you figure out what you can wear and what you can't. And but as the day progressed, she put it back on and got a little chilly, and she played the rest of the day with it.
So Josie was out at Hy-Vee last week for our weekly interview with the golf team, and yeah, she was hesitant when I was asking her what sort of goals she like. Can she get that average score down into double digits? And she was kind of hesitant to go there, but she didn't get it down into double digits on down at Lawson, Coach. But she wasn't very far away from the top 10, and she put up a very respectable score. I think, what, about 14th?
She played very good. Matter of fact, I think it was somewhere around a 106 or mm-hmm. somewhere in that neighborhood, I believe. Just had a really good day, and during the Dog Bites, like you mentioned, I listened to it, and she didn't want to go there. She wasn't sure if she can get to 100, but I believe both of them can. They're starting to put things together and putting stretches of good shots together, and that's key. You know, you can't go too long without putting some stretches of good golf together and to get it to 100. And we've talked all year this year and last year as well. We played double par down at Lawson at the tournament, which means if it's par 5, the worst you can do on the hole is a 10. You pick up and you move on. So we played that down there. And both, I think, between both girls, I think they only picked up 3 times total last year. You know, they had a lot more than that. I think they both shot in the high 130s last year at that same tournament in better conditions. So they've definitely improved, and you know, they've got room for improvement, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, obviously, Josie had the better of the scores, but for Maria too, she did very well down at Lawson as well.
Sure, yeah, she shot a 118, and you know, played some good stretches of golf. Had a little bit of trouble finishing up on her short chips, so she ran into some extra strokes there. And of course, we went out the next day and worked on that. And she's got that taken care of again. So, you know, I would say that Mari probably, you know, in a few holes there, she probably added 10 strokes to her score, just because her chip was not going the way that she would like. And, but she's got that straightened out and definitely looking forward to next week.
Are you supposed to go to Gallatin yesterday? That didn't happen, I don't think. You didn't go to Gallatin, right?
No, we didn't. That's been rescheduled for Monday. So we've got we'll go over there on Monday for a quad with Lawson and Hamilton and Gallatin. Then we'll be back over there on Tuesday for the Gallatin tournament, and then we go down to Richmond, down to Mary Dennis Land, and play in the Spartan tournament down there on Wednesday.
So, you know, Richmond is, as far as difficulty, I'd imagine that's quite a more difficult course than Gallatin. But if the girls can go over to Gallatin, and that's always a place that you got some area schools there you want to do well and really perform well. If the girls keep their momentum going, that would be perfect going down to Richmond then later in the week.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they. You know, once you start playing well, it kind of builds on itself. You gain more confidence, and you start playing better. So, you know, Gallatin they have four or five par fives on that thing for the girls. Stretch it out a little bit, and you know, they'll have an opportunity to hit some longer irons, which will help them on, you know, going on down there to Richmond the next day, because it's going to be a little bit longer. It's a little more challenging, a little more water. And then, of course, the trees. If you find yourself in the trees in the rough down at Richmond, normally, you know, you take your medicine and get out of it. So we're looking forward to next week. We'll have a lot of action, and should be a good time.
Well, I just got a note that says Coach Ockenfels tried to call, although I didn't hear the phone buzz, so I'll call her back. But I went longer. This always happens. This is the way it goes. You get into a conversation with Coach. You look down and say, I was planning on going about 4.5 minutes. We're at 7.5 minutes, so.
Right. Go. Well, hey, I can wait.
Oh, well, you know what? she can wait, but eventually we got to fit these into a time window, and if I go long, that gets interesting by late in the afternoon, so I'm going to wrap this thing up. I appreciate the time, Coach. A very good meet for the two girls on over at Lawson on Tuesday. Good luck with the trip to Gallatin and the trip to Richmond next week.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.